From mom, stepmom, wife, and co-parent, come with me on this new chapter of new beginnings and adventures to becoming Bonnie, a different mom and a co-parent. Hi, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Becoming Bonnie. Today, we're going to be talking about mourning your relationship when it's over, because sometimes we feel like we're not entitled to some emotions because of the decisions we have made. I remember crying over my marriage being over and being told, wasn't this what you wanted? Shouldn't you be happy now? And I won't go into the logistics of what was the last straw that just did it for me to end my marriage, but it was such a hard decision for me to make. I felt like I was breaking up my family by making this decision. And just because I made the call to end our marriage didn't mean that I no longer loved him, or that I wasn't sad, heartbroken, or angry. Actually, it was the opposite. I was so sad to end our marriage because I still loved him, but I had to love myself more and walk away from an 11-year relationship and a couple months shy of a 9-year marriage. I had put so much work into this marriage, and I was so in love with him. He was my best friend. I told him all of my secrets, my goals, my ambitions. We could spend hours talking about everything and anything. And honestly, we got along so well. And we always had so much fun together. How was I supposed to continue in life without him by my side? I honestly couldn't even imagine it. Who was going to warm up my feet when we watch TV because my toes are always cold? Who's going to get me snacks when I don't want anything from the gas station? Who's going to order my food because I don't remember what I get because I've never had to? Who am I going to gossip to? He's literally my only friend. All of these little details from my marriage, I love them, and I couldn't imagine my life without them. There's so much thought that goes into asking for a divorce. I thought about how it was going to affect my kids. How was I going to do it alone financially? What if he's the love of my life and I never find anybody else? What is my family going to say? What is his family going to say? And then I had to think about my stepson. What would happen to my stepson? Would he still be around me, even though I wasn't with his dad? He was my son for 11 years. Like, I wasn't just around. Like, I did diapers. I did morning drop-off, pickup. I was his mom, and he was my son. It was a lot to think about. Was this incident really worth saying goodbye to all of it? When I decided to marry my husband, I really did mean forever. I didn't just want to grow old with him. I wanted to live life with him. I wanted to celebrate every milestone, good and bad. With our kids, I wanted to celebrate birthdays. I wanted to stay up together, waiting for them to come home from their first date. I wanted to have a backup when they miss curfew. I wanted to teach them how to drive and drop them off at college together. With him, I wanted to celebrate 70 years and plus in marriage. I wanted to go on a date when we're 70 to the same restaurant we went to on our first date 50 years prior. I wanted to argue at dinner that our girls were too young to date, but our son did it at that same age. I wanted to be able to watch our grandchildren play in our awesome backyard that we were going to build for them. I wanted everything. And I had to let go of all those hopes and dreams I had for our family. My hope of having another baby with him. Because if you know me, you know that I love kids. And I wasn't done having them. My goal of buying our dream house. My dream of getting married by church with him. My goal of graduating college with him by my side. My hope of creating a lot more memories with our children. It would all be gone if I asked for a divorce. I also had the hope of, what if I wait another year or two? What if he becomes the man that I need, that I want, that I deserve? I had already put so much into this marriage. What's another year or two? What if we separate and he becomes the man that I need, that I want, that I deserve for somebody else? Nope. And that right there was one of the hardest things to let go of. But I had to let go of all the ifs. What if I did stay? And I had to focus on the what will be if I let go. I was sad. I was heartbroken. But I was also very, very angry. I was angry at myself. I was angry at him. I was angry that all of our plans for our future were gone, broken, shattered. I was angry that we didn't communicate how we should have, that we weren't open about our feelings when we should have. I was angry about the incident that broke our marriage, but I was more upset that we let ourselves feel so unloved by each other. I was angry that I didn't tell him how I needed him to show me love, that he didn't tell me how he needed me to show him love. And I'm not saying that we didn't show each other love, because we did. We were very affectionate, but we could have done better. And I was mad about that. But because we live and we learn, and I am learning about myself and how I want to be loved, all I knew as a grown-up was to be a mom and a wife. And I'm still a mom, but I'm no longer a wife. It was okay that I was sad. It is okay that I'm still sad. It is okay that even though it's been 2 years, as I wrote all of this, I cried. Even though I healed a lot, that doesn't mean I'm no longer sad, heartbroken, or even angry. And every time there's a new thing that changes in my relationship with him, I get a little sad. We were separated but living together for a year. And even though he annoyed me and I couldn't wait for the day for him to move out, when he finally did, I cried. I know when we sign those papers that say that we're not legally married anymore, I'm going to be sad and I'm going to cry, even though it's been 2 years coming and I cannot wait to get divorced. I really do want him to be happy with all of my heart. And I want him to find a woman that can love him the way he wants to be loved and to be happy. And I will be happy for him if this happens, but I know that I'll still be a little sad, and that's okay. I am entitled to feel all of these emotions because for 11 years, he was the love of my life at the time. But as I grew and learned more about myself, my love for him grew from being in love to loving him, and that's okay. Now, when there's a new thing in him that changes of how he is as a man, as a dad, or as a friend to me, I really am happy. And you know what? He is becoming the man that I need, that I want, that I deserve, but not for another woman, but for our daughters. And that right there reassures me that I made the right decision, because as much as you will hear me say, my daughters deserve a happy mom, my daughters deserve a happy dad as well. And I can say that we are happier parents to our girls in two different houses. The love we had for each other just doesn't go away, but it grew into a beautiful friendship. He will always be my best friend, and I will always love him. We will still grow together, share and celebrate milestones, but not sitting next to each other on a couch in our home. But we can call each other and share the stories of what has happened in our homes. Now we can call each other and make the decision that our girls cannot date until after college. They can practice to drive in his car. I can send him to go spy on their first date. And when he gets caught, I can tell the girls, what do you want me to do? That's not my husband. That's your dad. We won't celebrate any more anniversaries, but that doesn't make our love story any less, because there is an abundance of love that is still there in our friendship. I had to create new hopes and dreams for our new family. My hope is that we continue to have a strong enough friendship throughout the many years in our future. My goal is to try to make sure that we put our child's needs before anything and get along. My dream is that we continue to celebrate milestones together as a family. And I also hope that we can find somebody in this life to be our second true love and be able to love us how we want, need, and deserve. And that our person loves our children as much as we do. With every wonderful memory we create, my heart is beyond happy, but it will always be a little sad that we created it as a blended family and not in a one home family. And that's okay. So feel all of the emotions that you're entitled to feel. Feel the sadness, feel the heartbreak, feel the anger, but also feel the happiness. It's okay to mourn what used to be. You're entitled to it. Hope you guys enjoyed. See you guys next week. Bye.